we were talking about the primary, sorry about that, online students. Sorry. Okay, we were just doing a little review. Your exam is next week. We will be covering fasting. And I said, if you wanted a more in-depth teaching on fasting, go to the archives, because Apostle is also has also taught us on fasting. Your exam will also cover, it's going to come from the prayer book that the second year students have. First year students can go ahead and just look at the video. And, you know, your questions will come from what we taught in class. Second year students have the advantage because they have a book that has a whole chapter, chapter 8, on fasting. And then Apostle online students, Apostle is also teaching maturing in our faith. So for more of an in-depth teaching on faith, go to the archives. And, you know, I encourage all of you to go back and review those messages. They are life-changing. Amen. We spoke on last session about a chapter in a book from a lady by the name of Ms. Newsom, N-U-Z-U-M, where we talked about head faith and heart faith. That will be on your exam. Go back, look at the video, you know, just because what she was doing, she was giving us the contrast. She was showing us the difference between faith that is of the heart or the spirit and faith that is in your head. Remember, y'all remember some of that? Okay, all right. Then I said, this class let me leave out of here last week. I started saying the primary way God leads us. Amen. I only did two. Nobody said, but I thought there were three. And we're talking about, turn over to Romans chapter 8. I went ahead and I put this scripture on the quiz only because I wanted people to know it. I want them to go back and I wanted them to look at it. But let's look at Romans chapter 8. And let's look at verse 14. And this is not in the chapter. Romans 8:14. Got it? Okay. And we see what, well, let's read it. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So, you know, well, we see a lot of things from this scripture. We see, first of all, that we must be led by the Spirit of God. Amen. And so I said the primary way, that there are three primary ways that God leads us. We talked last week about the inward witness. It's just a knowing on the inside. We can't describe it. I've done some reading from, you know, behind Brother Hagin. And, you know, he was just saying it's like a velvety feeling. You just know. This is what I'm supposed to do. You know, this is what's going on. It's a knowing on the inside. Then the second way, and I think I did tell you the second way, was the still small voice. It is the voice of your born again, recreated spirit. What's happening, the Holy Spirit speaking to your spirit, and then your spirit is beginning to speak to your mind. You know, you're wondering, you know, well, who is this? Who is this? You know, is it in my head? Or is it really coming from my spirit? Always remember that when you're born again, your spirit is a safe guide. You feed your spirit man the word of God. Amen. Feed him the word of God. He's going to always lead you in line with the word of God. If you're hearing something that does not line up with the word of God, it is not the Holy Spirit. Amen. So that's your guide. The word of God is always your guide, okay? And then the third way that I neglected to tell you is the voice of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Now, it is a more authoritative voice. It's a voice that's almost audible, but when you look, there is nobody there. Amen. I've often heard apostles say, you know, when it gets to the point that the Holy Ghost got to speak to you, God is really trying to get your attention. Amen. And we are not to seek, these voices. You know, we're not. God just gonna, he just let it happen. You know, when he know that you need to know something, he's going to lead you by one of these three ways, usually. There are some people who are going to say, well, I know God lead people all kind of ways. And he does. He's God. He can do whatever he want to do. When we look in the Bible, we see that he's led by angels. Amen. Amen. There's even, one passage where he made the jackass talk. Amen. To the prophet, because the prophet could not discern that he was not supposed to do what he was about to do. I mean, so God can do this, but I'm saying the primary way that God leads us are these three ways. He leads us by his spirit in these three ways, okay? So don't be ready to chop my head off and say, well, he also lead by angels. I said the primary. I didn't say that was the only way, okay? I mean, I've been led by a song, you know? It's, you know, I mean, just I'm sitting there, I've heard the song 100 times, and then all of a sudden, you know, that song, it just touched me and tell me delivers me. You know, it really and truly did. You know, it just did. And it's like, okay, he can do it however he wants to do it. But always remember those three ways by the Spirit. Romans 8:14 is your guide right there. Okay. So I wanted to tell you that. I wanted to tell you about apostles sessions or training on maturing faith or maturing in your faith. I stumbled across a definition of faith that I thought was so good. I use an open Bible at home. That's the name of it. It's a study Bible. And they have all of these like teachings, like, you know, little, some of them are maybe a couple sentences, some of them are whole pages. But they were given, like one of them was the Hebrew word for faith. I'll give it to you. You don't need to know that for you to test. It's not going to be on there. But he said it's pistis, P-I-S-T-I-S. And he said, practically, when that Hebrew word is used, he's saying, now faith is the substance, and then in parentheses, substantiation. Have you ever heard that word, substantiate? You've heard the word substantiate. Substantiation comes from substantiate. Of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So then I had to go look up substantiate, you know, to understand exactly what he was saying. He says to establish by proof or competent evidence, to give substance to make real, actual. Amen. So that's what faith is. That's what faith does for us. Think about making real. Thinking about making it actual, giving substance to, okay? All right. So these were all just good little tidbits that I ran across. Now, if I can finish what Mr. Bounds told us in this chapter, then I'll share with you some of the hindrances of faith, to your faith, that our apostle gave us. But I know if I go there now, I will never finish what... what Mr. Bounds said. Okay. All right. Because it is good. It is good. I got so happy. I just got happy, happy, happy by myself all at home. Okay. The last session, we stopped talking about our delays. You know, when you pray and there's a delay in your prayer. Y'all remember that? Right. And I said, our author said that delay is often the test and the strength of your faith. The test and the strength. Faith gathers strength by waiting and praying. And then he talked about patience. I'm sorry, we got to let patience have its perfect work. He says a lot of times when there's a delay, he says these are things that are essential to the lasting good of the person who's requesting the favor. He used it as a favor from God. Amen. And we talked a little bit about that. I mentioned Jacob and Esau. In Genesis 32, we read about Esau. I mean, I'm sorry, we read about Jacob. And you gotta, you got to know, I'm pretty sure anybody who knows a little bit about the Bible know a little bit about Jacob and Esau. They're brothers, right? They are actually twins. And, you know, in this day, in the Old Testament, the birthright belonged to the oldest. And Jacob schemed and connived and stole his brother's birthright. Okay? He had a little help. His mama helped him, but... Amen. But he stole it. And then he got scared after he stole it. And he ran away, you know, and stayed gone for a long, long time. So in Genesis 32, we have Jacob returning home. And he is so afraid. He does not know what his brother Esau is going to do. And let's see here. Okay, Genesis 32:9. And Jacob said, O God of my father Abraham, and God of my father Isaac, the Lord which saideth unto me, you know, he's saying God told him to do this, return unto thy country and to thy kindred, and I will deal well with thee. I am not worthy of the least of all these mercies and of all the truth which thou hast showed unto thy servant. For with my staff I passed over this Jordan, and now I am become two bands. He's even conniving here. He's so scared his brother going to do him something. He said, now this is what we're going to do. We're going to have two different sets of bands. I'm going to send half of y'all this way and half this way. And if he attack this one, then the other's going to be saved. But if he attack that one, you know, he's still conniving. He is a conniver. Amen. Then he says, deliver me, I pray thee, from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esau, for I fear him, lest he will come and smite me and the mother with the children. And thou saidest, I will surely do thee good and make thy seed as the sand of the sea, which cannot be numbered for multitude. So God has told him all of this, okay? And then a little bit later on in this chapter, we see that he wrestles. Remember with the angel. That's what you remember. And he sees the ladder. Okay. Mr. Bound says, Jacob prayed. That's what he's doing. That's his prayer. Jacob prayed with purpose and eagerness to be delivered from Esau, his brother. But before the prayer could be answered, there was much more to be done with and for Jacob. He had to be changed as well as Esau. Talking about that delay, you see. Jacob had to be converted to God before Esau could be converted to Jacob. So sometimes, I mean, you know, that's what happens in the prayer. You know, we're praying for one thing, but you see, God sees the whole picture. He sees what he needs to do for you and with you, as well as what he needs to do for and with the other person. Amen? He's working on both ends at the same time. So we're not going to be all that concerned about the delay. Jesus said in John 14, verses 12 through 14, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, and whatsoever you shall ask in my name, and whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, I will do. Listen, that's it. Isn't that something? That will I do. That the Father, and it's all about the Father being glorified. He said that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Okay? Faith in Jesus Christ is the basis of all working and all praying. You understand? Our faith in Jesus Christ. That's what it's all about. Amen. If you're going to pray, and when you say in the name of Jesus, you have to understand that you're putting all your faith in who he is, what he has done, and what he is still doing for us right now. Amen. All wonderful works depend on wonderful praying, and all praying is done in the name of Jesus Christ. The name of Christ, the person of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, must be supremely sovereign in the hour of prayer. So, you know, it's not just, I don't want to say a greeting in the name of Jesus, or what you do at the end of a letter. Yeah. Is it a salutation? Whatever, you know, sincerely, you know, like in the name of Jesus. No. When you're talking about in the name of Jesus in your prayer, you're talking about all that Jesus is, who he is, all his power. You know, he said all power is in my hand. And we talked about that a little bit earlier in this chapter. So we're summoning all of his power when we use his name, all of his authority when we use his name. And the Bible tells us that every knee must bow, right, at the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Mr. Bounds said, if Jesus dwells at the source of our lives, if the flow of his life, now we all have to figure this out for ourselves, if the flow of his life has replaced all of our life, then he can safely commit the praying to our will. Otherwise, it's his will, right? You know, if we have not allowed him, you know, we talk about Jesus being Lord. You know, that means that you have given him every part of your life. You know, every part. You know, you're saturated with Jesus. It's like, you know, he's in you and you're in him. And you can't separate the two. You know what I'm saying? We're walking so closely. I mean, I'm not there yet. You know, I'm not there yet. My desire every day is to be filled more and more with him. So that when I pray, you know, my will is really his will. You know, it's really what you want. That's what it's all about. We want that intimate relationship, you know, with him, that when we say we're one, right, we are one. Amen. Amen. We are one. We looked at Mark 11:22, and it says, have faith in God. And Mr. Bounds, well, we know this. We've all been taught this. Faith covers worldly as well as spiritual needs. Faith lives in the present. How many times have we heard that? Amen. Faith lives in the present and regards the day as being sufficient unto the evil thereof. That's found in Matthew 6:34. I had a little note out in my little margin here, and I said, Dr. Montrell is always telling us about the present moment. Amen. The present moment. Faith is always present. Remember that. Faith brings great peace of mind and perfect peace of heart. The Bible tells us in Isaiah 26:3, thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. When we pray, give us this day our daily bread, Matthew 6:11, we are in a measure shutting tomorrow out of our prayer. Amen. Give us this day our daily bread. We do not live for tomorrow, but for today. Amen. We do not live for tomorrow, but we live for today. We do not look for tomorrow's grace or tomorrow's bread. Those who live in the present thrive best and get the most out of life, out the present. Living in the present. Amen. Amen. I mean, remember the manna? I had to look. This is in my little margin. Remember the manna? And the manna was such that they had to go out and get it every day. Daily bread. They couldn't store it up. Did you know that? Nobody went hungry because they hadn't gathered enough. Everybody had everything that they needed for that day. Amen. So Mr. Bounds is explaining to us that, you know, we have to keep our focus on the present. Amen. And not worry so much about tomorrow the way we do, you know, or even what happened yesterday. A lot of times we focus on that. Those who live in the present thrive best and get the most out of life. Those who pray best pray for today's, not tomorrow's needs. Our prayer for tomorrow's needs may be unnecessary because they may not exist at all. You're praying for something that don't even exist, and it may not even come to pass, but there you are. You know, taking the time, praying about something tomorrow that may never happen, and you've missed out on what's going on right now, today. Amen? True prayers are born out of present trials and present needs. You know, so if you don't have no trials and you don't have no needs today, so what you supposed to be praying? Thank you. Your prayer should be thank you. Amen? Amen. Okay. Bread given for today is the strongest pledge that there will be bread tomorrow. If he did it today, he'll do it tomorrow. You know? But, you know, when we look back at that story about the children of Israel, when they came out of Egypt, I mean, they were really worried. They weren't really in faith. That's why they hoarded it up. You know, they were going, Oh, we're going to get some manna. We're going to get enough for tomorrow. But, you know, God was trying to teach them a lesson. You know, they couldn't store it up. They had worms in it. You know, if they got too much, you know, it wasn't no good. So they had to go back out, unless they were just lazy. They say, I don't want to go tomorrow. You know, and think about our prayer. Think about our prayer. There are people who go to church only on Sunday. That's the only time they pray. And they pray on Sunday, and they think it's going to last 7 days. 7 days till I come back to church next Sunday. That is, if they come next Sunday. Amen? Amen. But no, that's why it says daily, daily. We have to pray daily, daily about our needs on a daily basis. We can't think about the needs from yesterday. We can't think about the needs for tomorrow. Every day is sufficient unto itself. Amen? Every day. Our prayers need to be focused on the present. We must trust God today and leave tomorrow entirely with him. Amen. The present belongs to us. It's ours. The future belongs to God. Amen. Prayer is the task and duty of each day. Daily prayer for daily needs. Amen. He says, no amount of praying done today will be sufficient for tomorrow. Isn't that something? You can pray all you want today for tomorrow. It's not going to do any good. Amen? You still need to pray tomorrow for tomorrow when it get here because it'll be today. Amen? On the other hand, no praying for tomorrow is of any great value to us today. Amen? Leave tomorrow with its cares, needs, and troubles in God's hands. You know, now that's not to say, about our purpose, our plan. You know, you can talk to God about your future, okay? He's talking about future needs, future trials. It's the what ifs. You know, we always go through these what ifs, and then we're going to spend all of our time praying about what ifs. And he says, you know, it may be unnecessary because the what ifs may never come, and you spend all of that time praying about what could happen, what might happen. You know, can you imagine spending all of your time praying about your children maybe might go astray? All the time, they might. Now, the children in church, they come with you every Sunday. Every Sunday, they come with you. No, they're not perfect, you know, but they're coming. And you praying, well, Lord, please don't let them go astray in the future. Please let us, you know, no. Thank God that they're coming to church today. Spend that time today. You know, live before them. Let them see Christ in you today. Amen. Now, if they miss it, you know, we're going to believe God that they'll come back. Why? Because you put so much in them today, you know, that they'll come back. They will come back to it. Amen. Amen. All right. Let me give you these hindrances that Apostle gave us. Hindrances to our faith. And those hindrances, oh, he know where I'm going. He says the hindrances are who, what, when, where, and why. Now, you see, y'all don't even know where I'm going with this. Amen. You see, these hindrances, believe it or not, they got voices. But those voices of who, what, when, where, and why, they are only outside voices. Only on the outside. This is why Apostle keeps telling us to look to the inside. Amen? Because on the inside, we got some other voices that come to us from the court of heaven. Remember that? Hebrews chapter 12, verses 22 through 24. And those voices are not on the outside. They are on the inside. Amen. And what happens? This is what happens to us. The who, what, when, where, and why voices that's on the outside of us, they are loud. And they go yakety, 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 yak. What's going to happen next? Who did you this? Who did you that? Why this? Why that? Loud, 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 loud. This is why it's so important for us to be still and to quiet ourselves. Because the still small voice on the inside of you cannot compete. Well, no, not cannot, but will not compete with all of them outside voices. You understand? And this is how we get into trouble. We don't let the peace of God. We just looked at that. Thou will keep him in perfect peace, remember, whose mind is staying on thee. You know, we have to have that peace so that we can hear the voices, the intercessor voices from the courts of heaven speaking to us. Can you imagine, you know, when the blood of Jesus stand up and tell you, I paid for that. It's already paid for. But you're not going to hear it if you keep looking at the who, what, when, where, and why. You understand? Outside. They're loud. Okay? And then, you know, when you look at Hebrews chapter 12, you got God himself. You know, the judge of all on the inside of you. And he wants to speak sometime. He's talking to you. And he wants you to hear him. Yeah. Amen? Amen? So, you know, look at those eight intercessor voices in the courts. And then know that when they speak to you, they are speaking with power. They are speaking with authority. They are speaking with anointing. But we have to shut out all of those outside voices. The who, the what, the when, the where, and the why. Amen? Can y'all understand that? All right. Glory, glory. That's it. What I want us to do now, I don't know how much time we got because I don't think our clock is working right. We got 10 minutes? We got 10 minutes. All right. We are going to pray. We are going to pray. Amen. I want you to turn to 2 Chronicles. We're going to start there. Yeah, it's been having that for a little while. 2 Chronicles chapter 7. Yeah, this was my agenda for tonight. I really wanted us to pray like 20 minutes. My goal for this class is to pray the entire time, the entire 40 minutes. That's my goal. I'll get to it eventually. Might not be your class. Oh, 2 Chronicles chapter 7. And what we're going to be doing, we're going to be praying for the body of Christ. Amen. Amen. We're going to be praying for the body of Christ everywhere. Online students, I want y'all to join in with us. And then put your finger in Ephesians chapter 4. In Ephesians chapter 4, we're going to be praying for the fivefold ministry gifts. We're going to be praying for ourselves. We're going to be praying for unity and maturity. Amen. Unity and maturity. So we're going to start in 2 Corinthians chapter 7, and then put your finger in Ephesians. I have to put my finger because it'll take me. I told y'all it's a new Bible. It'll take me a while. Ephesians chapter 4. Find those two passages. Okay. We're going to read verses 14 through 16. Y'all ready? Everybody, let's read. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Now mine eyes shall be open and my ears attent to the prayer that is made in this place. Hallelujah. For now I have chosen and sanctified this house, that my name may be there forever, and my eyes and my heart shall be there perpetually. Amen. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 4. Praying for the body of Christ. To humble themselves, to pray, to seek his face, to turn from their wicked ways. Amen. He made some promises of some things that he'll do for us if we do that. Ephesians 4, 11 through 16. Ready, let's read. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men, and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body, fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplied, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Lord God, we just thank you, Father. We thank you for the body of Christ everywhere, Lord God. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we just lift up the body. Hallelujah, Lord God. We're praying, Father, that the body of Christ humbles herself, Father. Glory, glory, glory. We pray, Lord. We seek your face. We turn from our wicked ways, Lord God. Hallelujah. And Lord God, we're praying that the body, as well as all the fivefold ministry gifts, Lord God, hallelujah, that there be unity, Lord, and that there be maturity in us and among us, Father. Now, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, we just ask you, hallelujah, to help us to pray as we lift up the body of Christ everywhere. Thank you for it. Ala la la mahishaya. Yedede bandede be here, Lord God. Ala la la malala kanada mayasaya. Ala da na mani here. Ala la la malala kanada mayasala la kanada mayasala la kindada bakaya. You're here, Lord God. Glory to God, the body, Lord. Ala la la malala, he here, everywhere. Ala la la mahaha, ama baba baba mandere bedeya. Ala la la malala, kinda na bakaya, you here, Lord God. Ala la la malala, kana na maya sala la kinda na bakaya, you here, Lord God. We're lifting up the body of Christ. Ala la la mahi here, ede. Ala la la malala, kana na maya sala la kinda na bakaya, you here, Lord God. Glory to God. We're thanking you, Lord. Glory, glory, glory. We're thanking you. We're thanking you for the fivefold ministry gifts, Lord. Glory, hallelujah. Sherede bakanda da mayasi. Sharada da bakanda de bedeya. Oh, rababa bakashakanda da bahire messiah. Oh, rababa bahashaya. Oh, we're praying for unity. Glory, glory, glory. We're praying for maturity. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, 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 Lord. Yeah, Lord. No more children, Lord. Yes, we're growing up. Hallelujah. We're growing up. The body of Christ is growing up in Him. Glory to God. Oh, Rabababa Hashaya. No more, no more, Koshakaya. Oh, Rabababa Bahia. Oh, Lele Mahia, Lord God. Alala Balala Kandada Mayasaya. Shede. Oh, Rabababa Kasha Kandada Bakaha. Amamama Manda de Bedea. Alala Malala Kingada Mahaya, you hear, Lord God. Oh, do, aha, la, here, Lord God. The unity, Lord. The unity of the faith. Glory to God. Alala, la, mala, la, king, da, bakaha. Amababa, banda, rebede, Lord. Oh, da, mama, mama, mahishaya. Oh, la, la, mola, la, king, da, bakaha. Yeah, Lord. Every joint, Lord. Every joint supply. Alala, la, mala, la, he here. Alala, la, mala, la, kanana, mayasaya. Hallelujah, we thank you. Glory to God, we thank you. Oh, Lord, we thank you for the body of Christ, Lord. Christians, Lord. Christians everywhere, Lord God. Alala malala he here. Alala malala kandara maya salala ki here. Che de. Oh la malala kindara mahaha. Oh rabababa kasha kandara makahaya. Oh lolone rebekeya. Oh lolone ne mekeya. Oh rabababa kasha kandara makahaloka. Oh lolola mohoya. Amabababa bandere bede. Amabababa bandere bedeya. Ololo bokola la kandara maha. Alala malala kandara maya sindara bakaya ye hiloga. Alala malala kandara maya saya. Shada dada bandere bede. Ololo mola la hiloga. Ololo mola hiloga. Alala malala kandara maya sindara bakaha. Amabababa bandere bede loga. Alala makishandara bakahaya. Mama mandere bedeya. Ololo mokola la kandara mahaha. Oh, holy, let hear, Lord God. Oh, holy, let hear, Lord God. Oh, Lord, 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 let hear, Lord God. Alala, la, mala, la, kanda, na, maya, sanda, la, baka, haya, ye, hear, Lord God. Alala, la, mala, la, kanda, na, maya, sanda, la, baka, ha. Alala, la, mala, la, kinda, la, baka, haya, ye, hear. Eh, de. Oh, Lord, 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 kora, lo, konda, na, maya, si. Alala, la, mala, la, kanda, na, maya, saya. Shodon, de, de. Shodon, de. Alala, la, ma, hear, Lord God. Alala la mala la kinda na makahaya. Alala la mala la kana na maya sinda na makahaya. Ano ra baba hashaha. Ano ra baba baba baki shanda na makaha. Oh, thank you, Lord. Elelele moko shanda na bedeha. Oh, lo lo mohoya. Oh, ra baba baba baka shanda na makaha. Anana na kinda na makaya. You hear, Lord God. Alala la mala la kana na maya sinda na makaya. You hear, Lord God. Thank you for the love, Lord. Glory to God. Thank you for the love, Lord. You're here, Lord God. You're here. Your love in us, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Alala malalaki here. Alala malalakana ramaya saya. Shalala makinda rabakaya. Alala makanda ramaki here. Alala mahashanda rabakaya. The body of Christ, Lord. Glory to God everywhere, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Christians everywhere, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. We are building ourselves up on our most holy faith, and we're praying in faith. We're praying, believing that God is hearing us. When we pray for the body of Christ, that scripture over in 2 Chronicles, it says that his ears are open to us. Amen. And that his eyes are open. Amen. So he hears, we're his people. Amen. We are his people. So when we pray and ask him for anything, For the body of Christ, he hears us. Know that. Amen. Y'all be blessed. Any questions before I let you go? Any questions about the test? Any questions? I think I went over everything. All right. Amen.